Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Okay, good morning, everyone. For our Blog Talk listeners who are just tuning in, my name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host every week here at Wake Up to Spirit, the intention of which is to be a bit of a kind of a spiritual morning show. And, you know, we're at this point, we're more than halfway through the week, Thursday morning. For those of you who actually have weekends on the weekend, starting on Friday, this should kind of get you through, I hope so, or at least brighten your day a little bit. You can always catch us in reruns here at Blog Talk Radio /Lilydale Radio. And for those of you who don't know anything about Lilydale, we are a spiritualist camp and also the world's largest center for the religion, science, and philosophy of spiritualism. But we are also a community, and during the summer we have GATES, we have an educational program, we have a religious program where you come through, we have 8 a.m. meditation every day, we've got two healing services in what will be our newly renovated healing temple, so that's exciting. There'll be air conditioning for the first time, yay, because, you know, we are up in the hills here, so it does get a little bit human, and we love our outdoor activities, you know, but there's trails to walk, we have an incredible environmental committee, and they do a lot of work in making sure that our old-growth forest is protected, and in the middle of our old-growth forest, we have what is referred to as Inspiration Stump, and that is where we do our public message services. And so for those of you who are unfamiliar with what that means, in spiritualism we also include mediumship because we consider that evidence of the continuation of the soul. So, you know, rather than try to bring through a little bit of information from your loved ones, a little bit of evidence. By the way, we are opening our summer season a week early this year. It is going to be on June 21st rather than the traditional June 28th. So you have an extra week. We have 10 weeks this year. But we have some really, really cool programs coming up this fall, this spring, rather. I'm gonna claim that I'm snowblind because I'm sitting in a different space than I usually do when I'm doing the show. But I will talk about the classes in just a minute. But you know, we have so much fun here, and we have so many great things that go on all the time. And it looks like I have somebody writing in here that's saying that they are from New Zealand. So that's pretty cool. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we do. We get visitors from all across the world, and, you know, the point of Lilydale Radio is really so that we can reach out to people who aren't necessarily able to come in person, or they want to kind of get a feel for the place before they come, or that sort of thing. So, and we have these incredible volunteers that help us out, so big shout-out to the volunteers. Very volunteer-oriented, community-oriented up here. And, in fact, we have something coming up February 9th. It's a free event, and we're really, really excited about this. Every year we partner with the Citizens for a Better Casadega. Casadega, New York, is right next door to us. It's literally less than a mile to the – well, just over a mile – as I wear my pedometer door to door. So from my house, it's just over a mile to the village of Casadega. And they, Citizens for Better Casadega is a community organization over there, a lot of great townspeople. And what they do is put on community activities. So if you come to Lilydale in the summer, you're going to see signs for the Casadega Farmers Market, which happens on Sundays during the summer. And it's set up in the parking lot, and there's lots of yummy things to buy and crafts and things to purchase. So, you know, so if you're looking to come into Western New York and you're saying, I want to spend time, you know, but I also want to do other things. We're also about a half hour from Jamestown from the new Comedy Center, National Comedy Center, the Lucy Desi Museum, because Lucille Ball was from that area. We've got the Ugly Lucy statue, if you were following that on TV. We've also got the new Pretty Lucy statue over in that area, and they're about 5 feet apart, which is hilarious to me, over a little park in Celeron. So, you know, there's lots to do in this part of Western New York, and we're very close to Lake Erie. But if you're looking to come and just kind of get a little bit of peace, this would be the place. If you're looking to come in the winter, there's snowmobile trails. We have lots of fun in the winter. We're close to ski resorts, that sort of thing as well. But I got to tell you, so we're partnering with Citizens for Better Casadega. I mentioned that. I didn't tell you about the event yet. It's called Winterfest. And Winterfest is it's a heck of a lot of fun. It's 3 days, February 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's family-oriented events. So Friday night for the kids, they've got they've got movie night. They're going to be showing Ice Age, and that's over at the church right across the street from the library. And Saturday, we've got a whole lineup of stuff, including some things going on here in Lilydale. It's all free. It's open to the public. Come check it out, okay? So 10 a.m. On Saturday at the library on Maple Avenue, they've got Cabin Fever Music and Crafts. That's for the little ones, ages 2 and up. They've got the Cub Scout Bake Sale. You know I will be attending that. It's from 10 to noon. That's also at the library. They've got Sledding, a Snowman Contest, Hot Cocoa and Cookies, and that is up at the Casadega Country Club. Wagon rides then start at 2 o'clock, and what's happening is they're loading up over at the Country Club, and you can take a wagon ride over to Lilydale. And Lilydale, we're going with a Candyland theme, and that means the game that everybody probably played when they were little. So that we're doing a live-action Candyland over by the bandstand beside the hotel, and it's going to be tremendous fun. We are opening up one room in the hotel. There's going to be a hot chocolate stand and some baked goods and some little, like, little kid games like penguin bowling. And there's also beanbag toss, cornhole, which is the adult version. We've got a couple sets of those as well. Sometimes people will donate games to us for the kids to play, and we, you know, we always put it to good use. So we've got basket toss, all kinds of really cool things. So do come and check that out. And even if you're an adult and you want to play Candyland, I understand, and I'm there for you. And it's going to be tremendous fun. There's very dedicated volunteers who are making lollipop forests and painting castles and making sure that everything is Candyland appropriate. So we do hope that you come and check that out. Our games and everything are from 2 to 4. You can drive right into Lilydale, park beside the hotel, or you can take that wagon ride. The wagon rides are going to run between 2 to 4 coming over to Lilydale. And we also have a historical tour for the adults. So if you wanted to take a peep at some of our really cool paintings and hear some stories and some history, our historian, Ron Nagy, is going to give a little bit of a tour. I apologize if I just blanked out for a second. I broadcast from my phone, and of course, I'm raising the communication energy, right? So this is when people want to call me and text me and and chat to their heart's content, but I will call them back. This is something that we love to do. We love to partner with area organizations. We just had the three churches got together for the World Peace Meditation on New Year's Eve, and we raised a little bit of money for the Casadega Food Pantry and some food goods as well. Now, if you want to come in for the weekend and hang out, some of the guest houses are going to be open, so you can book with them. And if you have an enjoyment of dancing, the Winter Festival also includes the Snow Ball. You do not have to get all gussied up for that. Just come. It's at the American Legion from 7 to 10 in Casadega. That is always a good time. They've got the Big Tones band playing, which is great music. I've seen them perform in various places around the area. Everybody enjoys that. Sunday, of course, we have just our regular church services and things going on here. And because it's the second Sunday of the month, we've got our community brunch and mini readings as a fundraiser for Church of the Living Spirit. That's in the Fire Hall starting about noon. I would tell you to get there early because it's $5 brunch and you can't beat it. And it's really good food. So, however, if you can't wait to eat at noon, what you can and probably should do is starting at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., the food pantry in Casadega is doing a pancake breakfast at the Casadega Fire Hall, and that's going to be a fundraiser, obviously, for the food pantry. There's so much need right now, particularly with workers being on furlough and such. If you are in town, you want to check that out. That's for a great cause. And then you want to go again and eat at the fire hall and have lunch instead as a bonus? Great. So that's 8 a.m. to 11 at the Casadega Fire Hall. And the tickets, if you buy them at the door, are $8. Then you can stick around in the area and go to the Cornhole Tournament. And that's at 1 o'clock. That's at the American Legion. We have all of this. We have the flyer on the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page as well. I've also put it on my Facebook page, Celeste Elliott, a little black and white picture of me, hard to miss. So here's another thing. If you enjoy winter sports, you can come in early, you can go to breakfast, you can hit the cornhole tournament, have some fun there, and then you can learn to snowshoe or cross-country ski from 2 to 3 o'clock. And that's, if you don't have your own, rentals and instruction will be available. And you're going to meet at the Maple Avenue Academy at the Joyce Johnson Preserve. Okay, so I would actually have to look up the physical address of that. Sorry about that. But, I wanted to fill you in about what's going on. I also what's coming up here, because that's always good. People write in and they tell me, we like to feel connected to the community even when we're not here. And, very good. So I guess I'm answering a question as I was saying that without even trying. So how about that? I think I'm better than I am. Anyway, so, you know, we've got some really cool things going on. Remember in the off-season also that we do have Wednesday evening healing services also in the Healing Temple, okay? And that starts at 7 o'clock. It's free. It's open. Everybody is invited. And, you know, that is a great way. And, you know, here's the thing. If you need a healing and you are not able to come in person, whether it is physical, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, you know, because you got to get your mind right about something, that is a good time to go and check this out. It lasts an hour. It's mostly healing. There's also some messages. But we're only about an hour south of, by the way, because the Healing Temple is under renovation, that service is at the Octagon Building on Library Street instead of the Healing Temple at the moment, okay? Because we want to, you know, get that all gussied up for next summer. So that's what's going on with that. For those of you who have been writing in, we're not totally done with fundraising for the Healing Temple, but we should be able to have it ready and looking great. A product of a lot of years of hard work going into that. So that committee's awesome. This kind of wedges right into what I wanted to talk about because, I think what we sometimes forget is to talk about the mind-body-spirit connection, okay? Natural law, which is a big part of the work in spiritualism, we talk about, you know, that vibration that we're seeking, that we're putting out there, that we're trying to attract to ourselves, it finds us. It's seeking us as we're seeking it. And I find that the most powerful way to do that is by, you know, making sure that we're trying to attract very positive things to ourselves to when sometimes we get into situations and sometimes the very best thing that we can say in many ways is just thy will be done and kind of turn it over and then tell the universe what it is that you're wanting. What is it that as a powerful co-creator of your reality here on this planet, what is it that you are trying to attract into your life? You can be very loving. And sometimes you're going to attract people into your life that are willing to receive that. So you're going to attract the kind of love that is willing to take that in. but they're not necessarily willing to or capable. Sometimes they're not capable of also loving you back in the way that you, and I'm just using this as a broad example. So, so you have to kind of set your boundary and give them love, but, you know, in a way that is respectful to you and who you are and what you need also. You know, sometimes we attract people into our lives or spirit, you know, surrounds us with situations that we need for, so that we can recognize or we can sort of help to mitigate the circumstances or send healing, but it doesn't mean that we necessarily need to be bowled over, that we need to be entangled, that we need to fall on our swords and be ripped apart, okay, in order to have success with this. So to put out that very, I keep having friends that are reminding me because we think it's the terminology is hilarious. they call it cupping season, if I'm getting that correct. And basically, in some ways, it means that during the winter months, as biological creatures, we just kind of like chill a little bit. We slow down, and we're supposed to semi-hibernate, right? So recoup our energy. You know, because there are people that are incredibly strong and incredibly capable, and they take on an awful lot. But, you know, we're just human, and we get tired, too. And winter is supposed to be that wonderful time of year where we can take that step back and we can nourish ourselves and we can lay low and we can read good books and be with each other in that wonderful sense of community. And there should be a pride in that. There, you know, that's not a bad thing. So, but, you know, again, when there are situations in which you say to yourself, why is this person in my life? You know, what's going on here? Sometimes, again, there's a reason. Sometimes there's a season. Sometimes we forget to set boundaries, and that means that we've sort of left a hole open for that same kind of, you know, archetypal energy to slide through, right? So this is something that, you know, as we recognize it, we can start to shift that, and we can start to, you know, kind of hold it out here. You know, I think a lot of, there's been a lot of writing in the last few years. Again, I'm going with the same example of romantic love, but there's been a lot of writing about the good girl syndrome or the nice guy syndrome. And what it comes down to is, as people, you know, we want to be nurtured, we want to be liked, we want to be loved. And sometimes if we don't know what our value system is, what our core is, what we want, then we can put up with a whole lot of things that aren't necessarily the best for us, right? And that happens, and it's okay. And you just, it's just like anything else in the world, you have to kind of adjust the settings from time to time. Because sometimes, you know, we see something and we can point it out to somebody in a loving way and say, you know, I have to set this boundary because, and maybe it's something that they're not even realizing is a pattern for them. And sometimes as this comes up, you know, that helps them to have a bit of a healing themselves. Also, you know, sometimes we are supposed to learn to set that boundary because we no longer need that energy in our life, and that's okay. You know, you can, if you are a planet and there are other planets in orbit around you and you kind of allow them to go to the outer edges, even if that means that then there's a lot of solid space between you and them. And sometimes, you know, because sometimes it's not about burning bridges. Sometimes it's, again, just about setting that boundary and saying this is what's healthy for me. Because every time we allow someone to make us, you know, to run us over, and then we kind of go, well, you know, I didn't do it to create a victim situation. And so what I need to do is take a step back and say, okay, in order to kind of shift that reality, what do I have to do? Because I don't want to come up against this again. And again, that's when you say, okay, so this is what I need then. Because otherwise, you're weakening that mind-body-spirit connection, right? Which you are... you're putting out that energy that's going to bring more of that. It's like you've become the subject matter expert, and the universe is going, oh, yeah, okay, well, this energy needs to be taken care of. It needs to be transmuted. It needs to be healed. And so send it to this person because they've already dealt with this energy. They know what it is. Well, okay. but if you put your off-duty light on for that and just say, you know what, this is not what I want to be a subject matter expert on. This is not my cup of tea or my ball of wax, then that's okay too. It is not your responsibility to fix the broken. It is not your responsibility let's say it this way. It is your responsibility to work on yourself and figure out what you feel is healthy for you. And looking at these patterns, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to go away overnight. It may be situations that you run up against, 25 times in your life. But if you get a little quicker at recognizing it and calling it every time and refusing to buy into it 100%, you know, there's that phrase about don't let others pull you into their chaos. Instead, pull them into your calm. And, you know, sometimes we get overloaded and we get emotionally and spiritually and physically exhausted. Stress, of course, affects us. It goes to the weakest part of our body, weakest part of our life. And, you know, with that, we have to be willing to take a step back and work on ourselves. And I think that the hardest example of this is when you're a caretaker. If you have to physically look after somebody's needs, there was something really, really funny about this that there's a guy who decided to do a sleep deprivation thing to himself for like 30 days, and he got a maximum of 5 hours of sleep. He wanted to illustrate on camera and with interviews what it did to him on a cognitive level, what it did to him on a physical level and emotional level, and how he handled that stress of being chronically sleep deprived. And underneath this article where somebody had posted it, it was, and everyone who ever had a baby laughed. And I was thinking, anybody who ever nursed a parent or nursed an animal. There are people that that do fostering and rescue animals, and they're up in the middle. They're up every 2 to 3 hours to feed them teeny tiny bottles. I had a friend who was fostering a kitten and had to do that. And she was talking about having to call in, for help because it was the same as having a baby at home. And I thought, what we don't think about these things, but there's lots of ways in which that circumstance can happen. The sun just came out, by the way, so you could probably see me a little better on camera. But, you know, the thing is, it's okay for us to acknowledge when we need a little bit of a break and we have to back off from something, okay? And giving the example of, you have to put your own mask on in the airplane. You know, the oxygen mask will drop down. You've got to put your own on before you can help anybody else, because if you pass out, if you're a goner, you're not helping anybody. So, whatever it is that replenishes you, that helps you to heal, You know, I think when I talk to other people who are professionals, colleagues of mine, and or therapists. I have a very dear friend who's a therapist, and it's sort of the same for her. It's like there are times when you're handling everybody else's grief on a professional level, and you're very busy, and you've got your own stuff going on, and you can get emotionally exhausted, and that will affect you physically also. So you have to be able and willing to take that time aside, back off a little bit, and find what's joyful in the work. Find what's joyful outside of that. You know, and sometimes that is a little gallows humor, right? But sometimes it's taking a walk and being in nature. Sometimes that is reading a good book or listening to nice music that's very healing. Sometimes it's just going out and, you know, having a little moan fest and then letting it go, or going for healings, you know, this sort of thing. That's a very, very good thing. So these are all ways that you can kind of help to take care of yourself, and that will facilitate further healing. But again, remembering to turn that burden over also, okay, to ask for help, both on the physical plane of reality. You know, there's a reason that therapists have therapists. There's a reason that mediums have mediums. And ministers have other ministers, because that can be very, very difficult, okay? And nobody should feel ashamed of that, truly, because you know, when you've been very strong for a very long time, you know, there's a reason that hospice workers have these things available to them. There's a reason that well, I think you get the point. I don't want to belabor it, but anyway. If you want to call in and talk about something that uplifts you, that's part of a spiritual journey or an instance in which you don't quite understand the energy of something and you want a little clarification, I do not do psychic readings. So if you want to know where your car keys are, you're probably out of luck, because if I didn't have a dedicated key space, I wouldn't know where mine are. And in fact, I'm down to one set right now. so I left my spare set when I was traveling, so I've got to get those mailed back to me. But so the difference between psychic and medium, let's go into that, okay? So really, really good example here. All mediums have some intuitive or psychic ability. That means the energy of what you know, leftover energy, residual energy, psychic skill, okay? So that can include psychometry. You can pick up somebody's ring and get the backstory of the ring, or get the backstory of the energy of the person who was wearing it that handed it to you. It does not mean that there is spirit connection with that, so bear that in mind. When somebody does a kind of intuitive reading for you, what they are connecting to is your energy, the energy around you of what you think you know, your perspective, you know, where you've been, what you've done, what your family was like according to you, okay? And then there is, and by the way, I think everybody has intuitive ability, because, you know, call it instinct. Survival instinct. If you don't have that, you're not watching this show from the living. Either that, or somebody has put you in a suit of bubble wrap and is taking care of everything for you. because, you know, survival instinct is a very natural thing. Dogs have it, cats have it, fish have it, amoebas have it. for crying out loud. So that's intuition. And then beyond that, and by the way, I don't mean to denigrate it because it is a very needed and useful thing. And then there is mediumship. Now, mediumship, you know, if you get a psychic reading or an intuitive reading, and somebody is telling your future or telling your fortune, they may use tools such as astrology. That's its own genre. They may use tarot cards. That's its own, you know, subsection. They, you know, all of these things. And that's not a bad thing, and there's nothing that's not any less valuable than mediumship. You know, and that's where they're going to be getting the information from, okay? But it's sort of the best guess estimate based on your energy of what's coming up next. If they are getting the energy through spirit or spirit people, spirit with the big S, meaning Holy Spirit or up there. Somebody just wrote in that the broadcast stopped. I don't know if that means that it's no longer... Okay, I'm hoping that people can still hear my voice. I think that there must be something going on with the Verizon network up here because I've not had a problem with it up till now, but I apologize. Sorry, doing my best. When I was broadcasting just from my laptop, it pixelated and it would freeze, and that's why I switched to my phone. So I may have to come up with another solution, and that may mean not broadcasting live but pre-recording. So I'll figure that out. I will work on it, I promise. So here's the thing. So going back to what mediumship is, mediumship is all about connecting with spirit rather than just, rather than just kind of the energy right around you, that auric energy, okay? And I'm so distracted by the broadcast pausing. I'm hoping that people online can still hear me. Anyway, so mediumship is connecting with the spirit loved ones, okay? That's bringing our vibration as the medium up a little bit, the spirit loved ones bringing their vibration down a little bit, and we're kind of meeting in the middle. You know, to us, on this plane of reality, everything around us looks solid, feels solid, because we're vibrating molecularly at a similar rate. Spirit people look a little more translucent if they manifest, usually. Sometimes they look solid as you or I, but that takes a lot of energy and practice. so it's not as typical. And, you know, the medium is acting as translator for the spirit loved one. That means that they're receiving information that sometimes the client is not even aware of yet. And it'll come through as, oh, by the way, you know, if you go and check with your mom, 2 weeks ago she acquired such and such that used to be mine, and she put it here, and she hasn't told anybody about it yet. It's supposed to be her secret, but my soul was with her when she was receiving that. Or it may be that it's somebody that was an ancestor that you didn't get a chance to know. And, you know, so if mom or dad didn't talk about their loved ones, their parents or somebody, maybe they passed when they were younger, they didn't know, and the information will come through as to validate this really is this spirit person, and you have to almost dig or do research to get that information. as well as the personality coming through, as well as the memories that were shared coming through, as well as, you know, bits and pieces. And I, you know, some mediums work on, some fabulous mediums work on what they refer to as name, rank, and serial number. And that's how they, you know, so the spirit loved ones know that's how they're supposed to work with that medium. And so that's how they will bring their information through. And that's great, you know, and you can get a good emotional connection with that as well. But it just kind of depends, really, okay, you know, what it is that the spirit people want, because they know, they pick the medium and then they send the living client to us. So mediums can also get the best guess estimate of the spirit people of what is going to happen going forward in your life, because they see where you're putting your energy, and sort of like, well, I can tell you from personal experience, I know if you keep up, you know, doing this or you keep up doing that, that this is most likely going to happen. Usually, if you plant carrots, you're not going to harvest snow peas from that same spot. Anyway, so then you can also kind of touch in with the client's soul, their higher self, as it were, okay? And you can get information that way also as a medium. And that can also go into that kind of future tense stuff, because your soul remembers, oh, yeah, when I wrote this plan, I was hoping for X outcome, or I am scheduled for this in the broad strokes, okay? I don't feel that we, when we plan things out, that we know all the teeny tiny details necessarily, okay? So just for the record on that one. So, all right, we've got about 15 minutes left. I want to make sure that I get to callers, so I'm going to take you by how long you've been on the line. The first caller is 3152, and if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning. Hi, good morning, caller. Can you hear me? The last four digits of your phone are 3152. You got to make sure you're not on mute. Okay, I will try to come back to you. Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to go to my next caller. And the last four digits of your phone are 6979. And if you can give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Donna, are you calling because you had dreams about your mom?
Oh, I have had dreams with my mother before. I had two, she's on the other side, and I had two dreams with her that we were celebrating with such joy and happiness. I never experienced so much joy and happiness. It was wonderful.
That's good.
And then I got the message. Huh?
I said that's a wonderful visitation that you got to spend that time with her in the dream state. That's beautiful. But
yeah.
I do remember chatting with you a couple weeks ago. Did you have anything new that you wanted to share or a question?
A week ago, I'm sitting in my meditation and a message came in very lovingly and said it's coming soon. But I don't know what's coming soon.
Donna, I recall that you've had this message come through more than once. I will say to you, I think at this point, what probably the best thing that you can do is rather than is to make that direct connection with your loved ones and your guides again, okay, and schedule the time so that let's say you start with like whatever time you feel the best, you know, where you know that you're uninterrupted in your schedule. Maybe like, you know, for some people they'll sit at 8 o'clock every Tuesday evening, and they'll, you know, just kind of meditate and have a notebook with them, this sort of thing, and write down the messages as they're coming through and who they perceive to be coming through, whether it's a guide or a parent or a teacher or, you know, a close loved one, and see what detail you get from that. And, you know, just be open. Be open to whatever message they're wanting to bring through, okay? And, you know, that way you have that direct connection. And as that, and if they're saying it's coming soon, start with in what area of my life? Start with... is this about service? Is this about healing for myself or my loved ones? Is this about, you know, my career? Is this about my love life? And go from there, okay? Because that'll be a really wonderful strong experience for you, so that you'll always have that direct line, okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you
very much, and enjoy that California sunshine. You know, I always invite my viewers, if you live somewhere warm and sunny, please feel free to send some of that sunshine up here, because we just absolutely love it. We live pretty far north. So, okay, I'm going to go back to my other caller here and see if maybe we can have fixed the phone issue. The last four digits of your phone are 3152, if you could give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Delise. It's Tafsa, and I'm calling from South Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear me?
I can. You're clear as a bell. So did you find the show through Blog Talk Radio, or were you already a fan of Lilydale?
Both, actually. Both, but this is the first time I'm listening to your show, though.
Oh,
on
wow.
Blog Talk. Mm. And it's very interesting.
Well, good. I'm so glad that you that you're enjoying it, truly.
I am.
So, was there a particular reason that you were calling in today? Did you have a question?
Yes.
Or you... Okay.
Yes. My mom passed in July last year of lung cancer. I just wanted to see if there's any messages from her or spirit anyway.
Yeah. I was kind of waiting to see who this was going to connect with. I started to feel all of my symbols for cancer earlier. I say to you, she shows me a picture of herself sitting in a chair in what looks like a kind of hospital setting, okay? Because it's one that you could put the feet up on. But it was sort of like
okay.
a patient chair, okay? I see also the kind of side table, but there's, and the hair being covered, okay? So she acknowledges not liking to have her hair messy. Not many of us do. Sometimes we don't care.
Yes,
but she
definitely did not like that.
Yeah.
She did take care of her hair, always.
Yeah. So I see that, you know, covered and taken care of. And, you know, she brings through a remembrance of with gratitude that she's, like, she was never really alone. And I feel as though I want to talk about one person, somebody stepping out of the room shortly before she passed, but I also feel that there was one person that was nearby for her as well. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yes. My sister was at the hospital when she passed.
Okay.
My
All
other
right.
sister.
Yeah. Your mom is just very grateful that she had the time with you that she did. I do get the impression that the heart weakened, okay, over time. You know, that happens as a kind of natural process with everything that goes on. But she kind of acknowledges it as you taking really good care of her. Okay? Yeah, she really comes in with a lot of gratitude for you. She wants you to know, she's talking about being with what I'm assuming she means her father in spirit, okay?
Yes, yes.
She's talking about the dad. And she talks about there being a baby that passed in the family as well, and her having the baby with her in spirit. Okay, so, like, nobody worry about the baby because she's got the baby. And she just brings through a lot of love and blessings and gratitude, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody has her picture on the nightstand as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I wonder if she's referring to me. It's actually right behind my, on the right-hand side of my bed on the wall.
Yeah.
I don't know about my my sisters maybe has pictures of her because we 5 kids, eh? So one of them could have a pic of her on their nightstand.
Okay.
So,
I'll just say that she's like, she's teasing me because she says that she was proud of how she looked.
You were proud, always, yes, always. She was.
Just be aware that, you know, she will always be there. And she's talking about somebody going for, like, college education, further education, this sort of thing, okay? Like, she's very proud of that. And it's sort of, so she's saying, you have this intention of being able to kind of step away from what you're doing in order to put the resources into growth for yourself. Spiritual growth. And that makes her very, it's like you have a plan. You're not quite there yet, but you have a plan. And she's really excited about it. So she lends her love and her support in everything that you're doing moving forward and creating that life for yourself. So just know that she says her spirit soars. Okay, and that's interesting phrasing, but that's how I got it. Her spirit is soaring. So, again, thank you for doing the right thing by her always. And that is her message. So, did you have any questions as well? Okay. I don't know if we have like a little phone line blip or what's going on, but okay. So just lots of love and gratitude for you, and thank you very much for calling in. And being present on the show. So, okay. So I do have more. Oh, okay. I am with caller 5252. Could you give me your name, please?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Nice to hear from you today.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. And where are you calling in from?
New York.
Wow. Okay. So a little closer to us than South Africa, anyway. So did you have a question, or was there somebody specific that you were hoping to connect in on today?
No, I have a question. I'm trying, you know, it's a new year. I'm just having a new beginning for myself, and I want to, you know, I'm starting a business, and I want to support myself and take care of myself. I've been applying for jobs, but I kind of did it a little bit before the holidays and a little bit after, and I haven't really heard anything back. And I'm just wondering if it's something I can do to attract a job, or, I don't know, raise my vibration or make it come quicker, or, like, what's going on with me attracting the job? I'm just wondering.
I would say to you, at this point, you might want to sit with an affirmation, okay? Because, you know, spirit is going to line up in the timing that, you know, because they always have a better overview than we do. So divine time is sometimes, you know, hard on us, but you might want to start with an affirmation, something along the lines of, actually, there is one that I quite like that was done by Florence Scovel Shin. And if you're not familiar with her work, she's sort of the grandmother.
I have her books. Yeah.
Okay. So you're familiar with I do a perfect work in a perfect way.
Perfect.
I give excellent service for excellent pay.
Yes.
You might do something similar to that with you know, I'm asking, I give thanks for the right job for me opening up to provide me with abundance immediately, or something along those lines that's going to, you know, sort of encompass and encapsulate what it is, because you still want the right position. You don't want something that's going to be, that you're not suited for, or that's going to be, have bad work conditions or be really hard on you, something that's going to fit your needs financially.
Right.
And hopefully more than just your needs, you know.
mm-hmm.
Nice to have you over. so, you know, that, keep working with that energy, but it sounds to me like it's something that you already have the capacity for. You're not kind of making new inroads with spirit, you're just fine-tuning those channels that you already have, okay?
Yeah,
Very good. Yeah, so continue with that energy of gratitude and, you know, because, again, that all goes back to spiritual law, and it's great, and just, so, okay. So
thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for calling in today.
Thanks.
Okay. Again, just a short recap. The book that I mentioned was specifically the works of Florence Scovel Shin, and she had three books. My particular favorite is called The Game of Life and How to Play It. So you can look into that. Please do check out the Lilydale website. Our new classes are going to be coming up.